Welcome to the Shadow Effect Breakthrough Program on Oprah.com. I'm Debbie Ford, one of the three authors of the Shadow Effect book. We're thrilled to be offering you this six-week companion program to accompany the book. This six-week program promises to radically alter your life. It is amazing what can happen when you embrace your shadow and uncover the thoughts, beliefs, and feelings that have been stored in your shadow and driving your behavior. After reading the Shadow Effect book and doing the Shadow Effect Breakthrough Program, you will illuminate the hidden power of your true self and experience more love, more authenticity, and more confidence. This recording is designed to set the foundation for the Shadow Effect Breakthrough Program on Oprah.com. So where do we start? All transformation begins when we can see the truth. I often quote the I Ching, which says, "It is only when we have the courage to face things exactly as they are, without any self-deception or illusion, that a light will develop out of which the path to success will be recognized." Today we are going to face things exactly as they are. We are going to bring light to the shadow in order to prepare ourselves for the six-week transformational journey ahead. We are going to explore the places where we are living below our own ideals. When we are living below our standards, we feel restricted, confined, and drained. We struggle. But when we feel good about who we are, we have everything we need. It's helpful to remember what's important here is that you feel good and love who you are. Even though we are often concerned with what other people think, it's what we think about ourselves that will allow us to take risks, to step into new futures, and to claim the power and strength of our true self. Everything that has occurred in your life is there as a teacher and a guide to support you in stepping into the next greatest evolution of yourself. When you illuminate the hidden power of your true self by doing your shadow work, you will be inspired by your magnificence and your potential. So in today's internal process, we are going to take a journey around the life wheel. We're going to look at five different areas of your life, which will then become the focus of this six-week breakthrough program. As we go through each area of your life, I'll ask you to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, the best you could feel about this area of your life, and 1 being the lowest, the worst you could feel. Then I'll ask you to identify what you believe the greatest limitation in this area of your life is and the breakthrough that would dramatically shift how you feel about this area of your life. This is a time to take an honest inventory of your life, to take an honest look at where you are truly living below your potential. Use this internal process not as a tool to judge yourself, but as an opportunity to gain the information you'll need for this transformational journey. Please note that I will guide you each step of the way. If you feel incomplete, you can always go back and listen to the recording again. The internal exercise is designed to evoke the answers to come from the deep place of your true self. So don't censor or limit what comes into your awareness. Just be awed by the genius of your own inner world. All you need is to have a pen and paper nearby to take some notes and a quiet space free of interruptions and distractions. Wherever you are, just close your eyes and allow your body to relax and become still. Breathe easily and bring your attention to your breath. Take a few deep breaths to bring your attention and awareness into this present moment. Allow any other thoughts or concerns to simply drift on without becoming engaged in them. Then give yourself permission to access the wisdom from within you and to get clear, easy answers. On your next breath, imagine that you're sinking down inside yourself to a place that is beyond your intellect, beyond your ideas of good, bad, right, wrong, and beyond your excuses. And now gently bring your body and your body image into your awareness. This will be the first area of the life wheel. Let's imagine that on a scale of 1 to 10, a 10, you'd be loving your body, worshiping your body, feeling good inside in your body, inspired by how you feed your body. And at 1, you'd feel embarrassed and ashamed of your body. You might have feelings of regret or sadness, wanting to lose weight or be healthier. You may be ashamed about what you eat or about making poor choices around your body. Just allow yourself to be present to your body and how you feel inside. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your feelings and your relationship with your body? Just take a deep breath without judgment. And now allow yourself to see the greatest limitation in this area of your body. What thought, belief, feeling, or behavior is most blocking you from being a 10? Just take another slow, deep breath, allowing the answers to come easy. And now allow yourself to see if you were living empowered by your true self, what breakthrough would you have around your body? And then gently float up and just make some notes. Take a moment to write down where you are on the scale of 1 to 10, what you see as your greatest limitation right now, and what breakthrough you would like to have around your body. Now close your eyes again. Take a few slow, deep breaths, allowing your body to relax. Let's move on to the next area of the life wheel, the area of intimate relationships and family and friends. Let's imagine on a scale of 1 to 10, at 10, you'd be loving your relationships. You'd be feeling connected, fulfilled, intimate, and satisfied. You'd feel close, respected, and cared for. And at a 1, you'd feel dissatisfied, maybe disconnected or lonely. You'd experience a yearning and a longing for something more, or you'd feel the resignation and your inability to be close to others. Just allow yourself to be present to your relationships and invite the honest answer to come from within. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being your highest, how would you rate yourself in your relationships right now? Just use your breath without judgment, and allow yourself to see the greatest limitation in this area of your life. Whatever you can identify with right now, what thought, belief, feeling, or behavior is standing in the way of you being a 10 or feeling like a 10 in this area of your life. What do you see as your greatest limitation right now? And now allow yourself to see, if you were living empowered by your true self, what breakthrough would you want to have in the area of your relationships? Just breathe into it and gently float up and take a minute to make some notes. Now take another few slow, deep breaths as you allow your eyes to close again and you return to your inner world, bringing your awareness to the area of your life called your money and finances. Just breathe in, allowing all the information that you've already received to just float away and become present to this area of your life. Imagine on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 would be that you'd feel great about your money. You'd have enough money. Your spending would be in alignment with your earning. You'd be living inside your means and you'd be operating with responsibility and integrity. And at a level 1, you'd feel overwhelmed, like you'll never have enough. You'll be plagued with worry, fear, and denial in this area. Maybe you have bills stacked up, unopened or unpaid, or you don't have a job. Without judgment, just allow yourself to be present to your money and finances, and then invite the honest answer to come from within. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your money and finances? Just breathe in. Be kind to yourself as you hear the answers. And now allow yourself to see the greatest limitation in this area of money and finances. What thought or belief or feeling or behavior is your greatest barrier in being a 10 in this area? Just allow yourself to be present to what comes up into your awareness. And then take another slow, deep breath and allow yourself to see if you are living empowered by your true self. What breakthrough would you have around your money? Even if you have a lot, you might want to give more. You might want to manage it better. If you don't have enough, you might want to make more. Just allow yourself to see what breakthrough you would love to have around the area of your money. And then gently float up and make some notes. And now close your eyes again and take a few slow deep breaths. Let's move on to the next area of the life wheel, your health and vitality. Let's imagine that on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 you feel alive, vibrant, and vital. You'd experience boundless energy and enthusiasm. You'd feel like you have a solid foundation so you can handle anything that comes in the way of your health. And at a 1, you'd feel depleted, drained, maybe lifeless, achy. Allow yourself to see in the area of your health. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself? Just breathe in, giving yourself permission to see. Do you have more energy, more vitality? And then allow yourself to see the greatest limitation in the area of health and vitality. What thought, belief, feeling, or behavior is the greatest obstacle to you being a 10? For you being the healthiest that you've ever been? And now allow yourself to see, if you were living empowered by your true self, what breakthrough would you have around your health and vitality? And then gently float up. Without judgment, just allow yourself to make some notes. Now take another few slow deep breaths as you allow your eyes to close and you return to your inner world and bring your awareness to the area of work and career. Let's imagine that on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 would be that you'd be thriving and passionate in your work, that your work is a joy. At a 10, your work life would be relaxed and easy. You'd look forward to each day and the contributions you have the opportunity to make. Even if you were a mother and you considered this work, just allow yourself to see. And at a 1, you'd struggle. You'd operate under the constant burden of stress and worry. You'd feel dissatisfied with what you do every day. You'd be resigned to the repetitiveness of your work and your discontent, and you'd feel powerless to do anything about it. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself in the area of work and career? And now allow yourself to see the greatest limitation in the area of work and career. What thought, belief, feeling, or behavior is standing in the way of you being a 10 in this area? Now allow yourself to see, if you were living empowered by your true self, what breakthrough would you have around your work and career? And gently float up and make some notes. Now returning to your inner world one more time. Just close your eyes and take some slow deep breaths. Allow yourself to catch a glimpse of your life at a 10 in the area of body, relationships, money and finances, health and vitality, and work and career. Just for a few moments, let yourself feel what it would be like for you to be a 10. Let words and images come into your awareness of your life at a 10, where you're thriving, where you've embraced your shadows, where you're thrilled to be you. This is what the possibility of the Breakthrough Program is on Oprah.com. So just allow yourself to open up to that vision, taking this information as useful, transformational awareness, promising to be kind to yourself through this journey. And I want to acknowledge you for doing this exploration today. This is just the beginning of an exciting process you have stepped into. And I'm thrilled that you have chosen to explore what's possible when you love and embrace all of who you are. Make sure to be kind to yourself as you embark on this incredible journey through the darkness and into the light of your greatest self. The future awaits.